Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keefe on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness with Gresh and Keefe on WEEI.
I bring it.
The guest brought seven containers to take food home and three containers for dessert.
He's spitting the food before.
She had food, but she had Cheetos poured on top of her.
Here we go. It is a Tuesday at noon 30. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness here on Gresh and Keefe. And it's a Thanksgiving-themed Kiefer Madness, Gresh.
Love it.
Thanksgiving is just two short days away. So I'm going to present to you the top five best and top five worst things about Thanksgiving.
All right.
All right. And we're gonna go side by side. We're going to count down from five to one, but we're going to go five best and worst. Four best and worst, et cetera, et cetera. Pretty easy to do.
We're bringing Larry Bud Melman for this, or are we okay?
Nope. I have my special countdown guy, Chris Sides Scheim, to help us out right now. Chris.
Number five
best thing about Thanksgiving is it's the day before Black Friday, which means you are just that much closer to a 50-inch plasma TV for $250. It's a good deal. They're just giving away stuff Black Friday. You been Black Friday shopper?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, friend.
Okay, all right. I know Scheim's getting
you. I love Black Friday shopping.
See, we haven't gotten into this. You know when I like to go shopping?
What's that?
Christmas Eve. You know why?
Why?
Because when you used to be able to go to a mall, you just run people over. So you just bang into people or they get out of the way. But now everything's online.
There's like the Cyber Monday, and you can do all that, but the deals are there. You are that close to deals. So you're sitting around Thanksgiving, eating your food, and you're like, you know what, tomorrow, I'm going to save a fortune. They're slashing prices everywhere you go.
I turned Scheim on to a place down in Rhode Island that has delicious deals on television. It even made you be like, what's going on?
Yeah. I got a couple extra TVs. All right, this might be a little controversial.
Uh-oh.
But the number five worst thing about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The pies. The pies. Here's Patriots quarterback Mac Jones on pies.
Is it pecan pie or pecan pie?
I don't like that.
Pumpkin pie.
I don't like apple pie either. I don't like.
Wait, you don't like pecan pie or apple pie? Pumpkin
pie?
Like
chocolate chips, chocolate cookies.
I like the chocolate stuff is good.
Thank you, Mac. So Mac has an outrageous diet, especially compared to the last quarterback that was here. But I don't really like pies. And here's why. I think you're kind of settling for a dessert. So you're in between two other massive holidays. So Halloween, you're eating all the candy you can possibly have. Christmas is just around the horizon where people make gingerbread houses, gingerbread men, and delicious Christmas cookies, which I would prefer. Whereas in Thanksgiving, it's all about these pies. And yeah, I'll eat a pumpkin pie, but compared to other desserts, like a big bowl of ice cream or something like that, pies are not that good. Pecan pie? Trash. Way too sweet. It's a cavity waiting to happen. Then you get into like these lemon meringues and these apples. I don't need the pie. I think I'm anti-pie. It's not, for as bad as it is for you, it's not good enough.
A round of applause for you, friend.
All right.
There are only two kinds of pies that I like.
Be careful.
No. One is you get the Oreo pie shell.
Okay.
And you do the Oreo cookie pie where you take like cookies and cream, ice cream, you let it melt a little bit, jam that thing down in there, slam some chocolate sauce on it, throw it in the freezer.
Now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Or the chocolate pudding pie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I also have two really favorite pies, but I'm going to leave that there.
I love apple pie. I will die on this hill alone on this show. I don't care. It is the best Thanksgiving dessert. It's a dessert you can have year-round.
Stop it. A warm apple pie with a dollop of ice cream. No, the dollop of ice cream is the only thing that sells it. The a la mode part's the only thing that's any good on it.
Yeah.
No.
I'll take the a la mode.
The pie
a la mode.
Is tremendous. I had some on Saturday.
I know. Your I second Thanksgiving he had. Yeah, still got three more Thanksgivings. All right, next.
Yours is whoopie pie.
Number four.
All right, the number four best thing about Thanksgiving is spending time with your family. Coincidentally, the number four worst thing about Thanksgiving is spending time with your family. There's always, it's basically a Facebook meme brought to life.
Because
you might have conversations with maybe an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, a grandma, somebody you haven't seen a lot of, but you're all now huddled around the table. You can only talk about the weather and the game that's on TV so often that you might have to go down another direction, which you don't want to go down.
I'm not a racist.
So there's that. There's always the uncle that you're like, yeah, I think he's a good guy. Not really sure.
You need to leave politics out of it and stop making me question my morals.
And now you're going to have, this year you're going to have the, well, you know that Uncle So-and-so's not vaccinated. Well, is he invited? It's like, yeah, he's invited, but he said he'll stay in the garage. Like, it's going to be.
When has a vaccine actually worked?
It's going to be a mess. There's going to be, I would feel like last year there was probably an uptick in fights at Thanksgiving, but I also think there was less gathering. So certainly there was people that still did it,
yeah,
but there wasn't as many. This year, I think you're opening the floodgates again, and I think there's going to be more family fights this Thanksgiving than we've had recently.
Yeah, I think it depends on how deep the family gathering goes. I prefer the family tree to be a coconut tree. You know why? Why
is that?
No branches.
Okay. Next one.
Number three.
Let's not outthink it. It's the food. You are allowed to stuff your face with whatever you want. And even if you don't like every single side, there's enough of them. It's the one holiday where you just say, eat as much as you want. No one's going to judge you. You can lay around talking about how full you are. It's the best. So the number three best thing about Thanksgiving is very clearly the food.
Turkey leg, you taste so good.
The number three worst thing, it's got to be the kids' table. Here's the thing with the kids' table. Now, you and I are so far enough removed from it, but there's a lot of people that, and maybe like John, who are still in the, well, I know you're old enough to drink, but you actually got to sit with your little four-year-old cousin because we don't have enough room at the big table. So you got to go down there, or not even a kids' table. It's like a makeshift thing. Like, hey, go grab that like book and put your plate on it. You're like, wait a minute. It's Thanksgiving. It's like the best meal ever, and I can't sit at the dining room table. It's like, no, we don't have room for you. So go sit over there, pull something or put the coffee table over, and that's how you're eating. Not ideal.
Not until you're off mom and dad's insurance can you sit at the big table.
That's right. Next
number two.
All right, this a lot of people would probably think is number one, but number two is actually for best things about Thanksgiving is the football. It's the you're starting the game at 12:30, and now you got the night game, which is three straight games. There's no other games you have to hop to, so you can your fantasy week starts early, your gambling week starts a little bit earlier, and it's a tradition unlike any other. So number two is the football. It's the most synonymous holiday with a sport that there is.
Oh, yeah,
I love football.
Because there's college basketball, and on Thanksgiving,
nobody's watching that.
No way.
I think
NBA
and Christmas does a good job.
Christmas.
Like, they have that day. But Thanksgiving, you immediately think football. Maybe you even have the game with your friends. You go out and play a rough two hands beforehand, right? People play, obviously, in Massachusetts, all the Thanksgiving Day high school games.
A lot of people do that the night before Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of rough two hands. That is also true. The number two worst thing about it is, especially when you're going with a big group, you kind of have to dress up a little. You can't just wear what I normally wear. You're making a face at me, Gresh, and that makes me think you haven't been to a lot of real family functions. You have to put on.
No, I don't care what those people think of what I wear. If I'm in my Who Farted t-shirt, I'm there to eat some turkey. Well, the grandma's going to say, like, if I wore it to church, then Jesus Ruth would be upset. But when I wear it to her house.
But so I feel like you have to wear, like, you're a little guy. You put on, like, a little sweater on. You got to go. It's a little stuffy. You're at your grandparents' house. They got the heat cranking. It's a little bit. You're like, oh, you can't wear, like, sweats or, like, or you know, mesh shorts. Your wife's giving you the side eye because you're walking down in wind pants. She's like, turn around. You're not wearing wind pants to Thanksgiving.
Sounds like this has happened to you before.
It has a little bit. I like to wear.
How many times?
I like to wear what I wear is sweatpants. That's what I wear. Mesh shorts, maybe, because I know the heat's going to be cranking. Anytime you're around old people, really old people or really young people, like, it can't be too cold in the house, so I'm sweating eating my Thanksgiving dinner. I don't like to dress up, ever.
Can you go shorts underneath a decent pair of pants so that way you can lose the pants?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I got my belly now. I've eaten so much turkey. Yeah, no, that's true. All right, what else we got, Sean?
Number one!
All right, the number one worst thing, let's start with the worst thing, is definitely the traffic. It's without question the traffic. It seems like it's hard to line up when it is. It used to always be the Wednesday. The Wednesday was just a disaster because more people, it feels like, travel on Thanksgiving, but they don't all fly. It's all driving distance traveling and just the log jam of traffic. And then if you want to stay the long weekend, now you're driving home on Sunday and you're stuck in it again. So it takes you five times as long to get anywhere. So the day, the traffic is the worst. The best thing, the day drinking. It's the best day drinking day of them all. Because here's the thing. As soon as that Lions game kicks off at 12:30, you can go ahead and start drinking. Start drinking. And here's the other great thing. You can get sneaky, hammered, pass out, and then you're like, oh, the tryptophan. I had so much turkey today.
It's a good call. I didn't think of that.
Nobody's like, you got passed out drunk. They're like, oh, you had so much turkey. I'm like, yeah, I had so much turkey. That's what it is.
Well, that was my thing.
Start drinking early. And if you're in charge of cooking, you're allowed to drink as soon as you start cooking. Yep. So if you start at like 8 o'clock in the morning, Bloody Mary, boom. Great day. So there you go. Those are your top five best and worst things about Thanksgiving.
That is fantastic. Anybody has any quibbles, you can hit us up on Twitter at Gresh Keith. That's where you find us on Instagram or text 37937. Matt Turner, New England Revs goalkeeper, joins us next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.